Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. There's some practical jokes that go on up there,
Don't even start.
Now, I know it. You know the old firecracker under the seat, the whole deal?
Don't even
One
start.
One of those kind that, go off when the pressure hits it. Those poppers.
Well, what about a little horsehair in the roll of toilet paper, too,
Well, I can think of other things that might be funnier, but anyway, let's go to some poetry, shall we?
Yeah.
Baxter Black, the Dean of Cowboy Poets, is riding along with us. This is a classic. This is Veterinary's Laundry.
There is nothing more disgusting or deserving to condemn than a basket full of laundry from the local DVM. See, afterbirth is oil base and needs to soak in hot like adipocal tissue, but blood, of course, is not. It requires a frigid bath to make the stain repent. The problem with cold water is it sets the tag cement. Cat hair slips unnoticed, even by the sharpest dyer, then spreads like dying dandelions in contact with the dryer. Samples long forgotten in pockets pasted shut. Flavor all the laundry with fermented porcine gut. Organophosphate fragrance gently lingers in the air, mixing with the rumen contents on his underwear. Iodine and methyl blue, phytotomy remains, dog shampoo, dehorning paste and suppurating grains, abscessed ears and hooves and horns and poop. From who knows what? All gather in the dirty clothes to spot and clot and rot and later gets recycled as that ever-present scum that's now part of your Maytag, living on ad nauseum. Veterinarian's laundry can disrupt a married life. It's enough to make you jealous of a truck mechanic's wife. Yet there is no lofty moral, just a sense of deja vu. A warning, now remembered, that should have been a clue when your groom gave you his hanky as his darling bride-to-be. You should have been suspicious when it smelled like tomcat pee. So don't let bloody coveralls or body parts of cows distract you from the promise spoken in your wedding vows. If laundry's come between you, I'd suggest this little trick. Soak the spots in gasoline and flick it with your Bic.
Well, he knows whereof he speaks, too.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah, I imagine. Yes. And I imagine Cindy Lou got tired of his laundry there after a while, right?
Ooh, dear.
Well, it reminds me of Cousin Rodney's poem,
me too.
Cowboy Laundry.
Yeah.
We're going to have to air that one
again
here.
We're going to give that one.
That's one of my favorites.
I got to agree.
Yep, absolutely. Every once in a while, we get an email from Cousin Leif.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's been a while.
Which is Cousin Rodney's son.
Yeah.
Actually, I just got one not too long
ago.
Really?
How's he doing?
He's doing well.
Oh,
yeah, he's doing well. They're just getting ready for the winter, just like the rest of us.
Deep snow, huh?
They have long, cold winters
Oh, boy,
in North Dakota.
Hey, do you remember, I got to change gears on
you. Do it.
Do you remember the time when we had that 800-900-pound sow out at the place?
I do.
And she had piglets.
Yeah.
And it was time to cut
the piglets. Okay.
And this 900-pound sow had covered herself very neatly with straw and mud and dirt.
Uh-huh.
And all that was hanging out was the tail.
Right.
It was ringing there every now and then, you know. And, and of course, we had the neighbors all over. We needed the help.
Sure.
And Cooper, Vince, was there. And Dad goes, hey, there's one right there. And if you pick that piglet up by the tail, he won't squeal. He won't squeal.
And it was the sow's tail.
It was the sow's tail. Old Vince bailed over the fence, grabbed that old piglet's tail, and that 900-pound
sow
come out of the straw.
Is squealing. Oh, my gosh. You know, I had somehow forgotten that.
Yeah.
But I can see our dad doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Here, try this.
Here, give this a pull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be darned. Yeah. Man, I had somehow had forgotten all about that.
You may have not been there.
I probably wasn't.
I tell you what. It was hilarious.
The only thing I remember about the pigs is that one old sow that got a mud ball on the end of her tail.
On her tail, yeah.
And it was the size of a softball.
It was huge.
And we had to finally cut it off.
Well, as I recall.
Yeah.
We roped her.
Yeah.
Without permission.
Sure.
Because we got to get that mud ball off, right?
Yeah.
And she went into a tight spin.
That's right, and it fell off.
And spun the mud right off.
Because her tail had died right there. Hey, we need to end the show there, big fella. Yeah, but Gretchen Peters is riding along with us. This is a great Tom Russell song. This is Guadalupe.
There are ghosts out in the rain. High up in those ancient trees, and I have given up without a fight. Another blind fool on her knees, and all the gods that I've abandoned begin to speak in simple tongue. And suddenly I've come to know that there are no roads left to run. Now it's the hour of dogs are barking. That's what the old ones used to say. It's first light or it's sundown before the children cease their play. And when the mountains glow like mission wine, turn gray like a Spanish rose, 10,000 eyes will stop to worship and turn away and head for home. She is reaching out her arms tonight, and yes, my poverty is real. I pray roses sure rain down again from Guadalupe on her hill. And who am I to doubt these mysteries, cured in centuries of blood and candle smoke. I am the least of all your pilgrims here, but I am most in need of hope. She appeared to Juan Diego. She left her image on his cape. 500 years of sorrow cannot destroy their deepest faith. So here I am, your ragged disbeliever, a doubting Thomas drowns in tears as I watch your church sink through the earth like a heart worn down through fear. And she is reaching out her arms tonight. And yes, my poverty is real. I pray roses shall rain down again from Guadalupe on her hill. And who am I to doubt these mysteries, cured in centuries of blood and candle smoke? I am the least of all your pilgrims here, but I am most in need of hope. I am least of all your pilgrims here, but I am most in need of hope.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
We missed this.
Well, that, yeah.
On the pig story.
Well, Bacon Bits didn't think that pig story was very funny.
Not so.
That's
funny.
Why he wasn't laughing.
He was over in the corner.
He was going, so, yeah,
giving us the stink eye.
I failed to see the humor in this. Well, and as you mentioned, that mud ball had to weigh 5 pounds.
Yeah, at least.
That was something.
Bacon Bits doesn't have a tail either.
No, I don't. I say we're not going to get a mud ball there.
Yeah.
But, playing practical jokes on your animals.
I cannot stand a sleeping a lame cat.
You can't leave a sleeping cat lie.
I just can't.
No, you're terrible that way.
Yeah.
And especially when you're on your knees and saying family prayer.
Baxter walks
and
by.
And the cat walks by, and you look at nephew Gus.
Yeah, and I grab his tail. I grab old Baxter's tail.
Yeah.
And I had to look up, and Gus is he's looking at
he's
me.
He's grinning, and he's giving you the nod.
Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
In the middle of family prayer. Oh, good work.
I'm such a good father.
Good work.
Such a good father.
You know, I believe it or not, I healed Stubby.
Liar.
The corgi dog.
Liar.
I did. This little dog, we were out roping the practice dummy. This little dog ran by us, and I thought, oh, what the hell, I'll throw a loop out here and see if I can heal him here. And I sure as heck did, too. Boy. That little dog, anytime anyone
gone.
Was swinging a loop.
Gone.
Gone. No, gone. I mean, all you had to do is grab a rope and walk. And he wouldn't walk with you. Nope.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that was kind of like catching Hogzilla, right?
Yeah. Well, it's true.
It's true.
This 900-pound rabid boar escaped, and I saved all those people in the Glen Rock City Park.
That's right.
By roping him.
Liar.
Yeah.
Liar. Liar. Liar.
All right. Wiener pig. Okay.
We had to scrape the milk off
his lip. So close. I mean, you know. But I still caught him.
Yeah. Yeah, by accident.
Yeah. All right. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week?
Absolutely.
Yep, we're giving thanks next week, so stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, yeah, give that tail a pull.
Apropos.
Mm-hmm.